Hi, it's Wendy. The fall of Cruiser Health has been a story steeped in grief, greed, and the needs for dignity and for protection. In the final installment of our special series, we unpack the roller coaster of emotions caused by the health system's failures and speak to the lawmakers in Delaware County trying to build the legislative foundation needed to keep this from happening again. Here's a teaser of what's to come.
Well, specifically in Chester, what I'm seeing really is a humanitarian crisis.
There's one less place, and boy, I need to amplify that a lot more because this one place is giant in our community. But there's one less place for our community to go that can give them dependable health care. And I'm saying that primarily because we're a city that has no primary care doctors. There are young people in our town who have grown up in a household where their mother and dad has not taken them to the family doctor ever.
What Prospect Medical Holdings did to Delaware County was very shameful. They didn't just fail us, they exploited us. They drained a once thriving hospital system and its resources and its workforce and its integrity. They took hundreds and millions of dollars in fees and profits, and they left a hollow out shell building where the healthcare system used to be.
Cleaning up and fixing the system that allowed this to happen is going to be one of the biggest fights that anyone in public service has ever had to take on, because it is about so much more than healthcare or even the economy. It's about fundamental issues of justice and fairness.
What it would do is provide the Attorney General's office with more opportunity to engage on the front end when these mergers and acquisitions are taking place. Right now, our Attorney General's office learns about this the same way, in many cases, a lot of us do, which would be through the media. It just really provides the Attorney General's office more latitude to review these mergers and acquisitions.
Prospect Medical Holdings is in bankruptcy in several states around our country, and they did the exact same thing. It is a playbook, it is a business model, and so they are going to replicate it for as long as they can make a profit. So think twice about that. And if your state doesn't have strong laws against private equity, I suggest you start pushing for your state legislators to put in stronger laws.